This is News Talk.
Christmas is on a lot of the front pages, and COVID Christmas is on a lot of the papers this morning. Just looking at some of the headlines in the Herald, we can still save Christmas. The Mirror, we can save Christmas. The Irish Independent, lockdown now to save Christmas. And the Irish Examiner, we can save Christmas. And I suppose, you know, we had a pretty grim NEFID meeting last night, it's fair to say, and the message was pretty grim. But at least this gives people a goal. It was a quip by Professor Philip Nolan, who just very quickly said, look, we can still save Christmas if we kind of behave ourselves over the next few weeks. It gives us something to work towards. That's about the only positive we got from last night's briefing, it's fair to say, because the rest of the news wasn't great. The Irish Examiner front page, the country's most senior medic, has said the COVID-19 crisis has got even worse in the 3 days since NEFID last met and recommended a complete lockdown of the country on Sunday. So obviously this was the first briefing from Dr. Tony Holohan since the government chose to ignore NEFID's advice. And Tony Holohan said that there were grave concerns which were outlined to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, and those concerns are now even greater. Now, one of the things that isn't going to go away is the political questioning of Stephen Donnelly here, because what we learned at last night's briefing, and it's in a lot of the papers today, is that Tony Holohan phoned Stephen Donnelly before he left his house for the NEFID meeting on Sunday at 12 noon and told him of his grave concerns, he says. Then NEFID met on Sunday. Obviously, they decided we need to go to level 5 here. They finished meeting at around 3, and at tea time, which I would think is 5 or 6 on Sunday, Tony Holohan said that he phoned Stephen Donnelly again and told him what NEFID had recommended and told him the grave concerns. The questions will grow for the government here, because what we had on Sunday night was all sorts of briefings to political correspondents of surprise and shock among ministers about NEFID's recommendation to go to level 5. But if you have Tony Holohan saying, I told Stephen Donnelly I have grave concerns on Sunday morning, and then again tells him on Sunday evening about those grave concerns on level 5, was there a communications issue within government? Because a lot of the criticism has been that NEFID didn't give us any warning and suddenly said lockdown the country. Tony Holohan says, I was very clear about the level of concern that I had. And if anything, the level of concern I had then is less than the concern I have now. Look, that's a side issue. The main issue is that everyone's very, very worried. Let's be clear on that. Irish Independent talks about the threat of a Christmas without socialising or family visits, which is really depressing for an awful lot of people. Professor Anthony Staines is on the front page of the Irish Independent, a regular friend of this show here on News Talk, and he says that we need to go to level 4 today. Tony Holohan last night saying, we hope we're not in a position at Christmas where we are having to advise people they can't meet other households or travel outside their houses. We understand how socially challenging that would be. And Christmas is just one of those things that for a lot of people you just can't touch, and it's going to be a very bitter pill to swallow for people if they've been effectively in some sort of lockdown since March and are then told at the end of year at Christmas that they can't see their parents or they can't see their children, or they have to spend Christmas, you know, in a rented accommodation with people they don't really know. That'll be very difficult for people to accept. The Irish Times has an opinion poll today. Approval ratings for all the government and the main party leaders have fallen. The latest Irish Times Ipsos MRBI opinion poll has found, obviously, COVID providing a backdrop to this. The Green Party has seen its support plummet since entering government, falling by 8 points. Green Party support now at 4%, according to this poll. The satisfaction rating for Eamon Ryan has slumped by 13 points. He was at 40%. He's now at 27%. Support for the other two coalition parties is holding up. Fianna Fáil gaining 3 points to 17%. Fine Gael slipping 2 points to 35%. Big winners Sinn Féin sees its support rise by 4 points to 29%. Read all about that in the Irish Times. Obviously, gridlock yesterday dominating some of the papers this morning. I have to give credit to The Star and whoever came up with this headline. So as you may know, the Garda operation to implement level 3 restrictions is called Operation Fonacht. And The Star's headline is, to hell or to Fonacht. I just think that's a brilliant headline. And they say the Garda's Operation Fonacht yesterday brought more misery to workers with giant tailbacks on major roads nationwide on the first day of national level 3 restrictions. I heard horror stories yesterday of people trying to get out of Dublin onto the N7 8 kilometre tailbacks, taking people an hour and 40 minutes to get from the Red Cow to Naas, which, you know, if there's no traffic, is about a 15 or 20 minute journey. But look, this was the plan. I mean, we were told this yesterday. We were warned, front page of the Irish Times. The idea is that you create traffic delays so it will discourage people from driving to work, because they want people working from home. They don't want them on the roads. So this was the plan. This wasn't an accident that there were traffic delays yesterday. This was very much the intention. The Irish Sun, really interesting exclusive, and a lot of people are very interested in what the ongoing developments with the Kinahan gang. And Owen Conlon has an exclusive here that Spanish authorities are going to hand the Kinahan cartel back up to $500 million, that's $500 million worth of seized assets, because the money laundering case against them collapsed. So Spanish authorities seized exotic properties, flash cars, and they raided bank accounts after Operation Shovel. But that will all be given back to the Kinahan cartel today. A lot about that in the Irish Sun. Couple of budget leaks for you, because Budget Day is next week, and there hasn't been that much about it, I suppose, because of the pandemic. Not much we can say. But the Irish Independent has a couple of leaks for us this morning. One is that a major increase to the weekly fuel allowance is expected in the budget. The reason being that a lot more people are at home a lot of the time, and obviously consuming more fuel. Government sources said the 24.50 euro weekly rate might be increased by another €2 a week. And this would obviously be available to pensioners, widows, and people who are long-term unemployed. And many of those people have spent a lot more time at home because of the pandemic. Another teaser for you on the budget: the government's examining a sector-specific commercial rates holiday, which would benefit pubs, restaurants, and other businesses. I suppose those businesses wouldn't call it a holiday. They would say, we can't pay our rates because we haven't been open, or we've been open at much reduced capacity. So they mightn't have to pay rates. And another teaser about the budget is to do with remote working. Apparently ministers are looking at the idea of giving tax breaks or incentives for employees working from home, but there's no specific measures agreed on that yet. You'd imagine that'd be something like internet allowance or phone allowance, or I don't know. Maybe, well, apparently some of those are already in place, but they'll have to look at some sort of tax breaks or something more, particularly when they don't want people on the roads. You're going to have to encourage more people to work from home, but in particular encourage more employers to get their workers to work from home. Now, off-licence trade is hitting back at all of this talk that we could be closing off-licences here. I think the count is now 4 ministers who are suggesting the idea that we in some way curtail when off-licences are open, or indeed that we close down off-licences for a couple of weeks. But the Off-Licence Association is warning against any changes to the opening hours. They say that minimum unit pricing is the best way to reduce bulk buying of alcohol. What the off-licences are really saying is that they're not seeing people going in buying a rake of cans and a rake of beer. They see people coming in buying what they would class as a reasonable amount of alcohol, but it's the low, below cost selling of alcohol in some of the bigger supermarkets that is the issue there. The latest minister, Robert Troy, who is a junior business minister, apparently, although we weren't at the meeting, but apparently said at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting that we should look at the idea of closing off-licences for the next 3 weeks. So obviously you can understand why the Off-Licence Association is fighting back. Now here's an interesting idea from the Irish Examiner. I don't know how practical this is. You might let me know here on News Talk 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Would you take a 24-hour break from all your screens, your phones, your tablets, your laptops, all of that stuff? The internet charity CyberSafe Ireland wants people to take a 24-hour cyber break with the hope that families can take one day off from online activities, and they'll have some CyberSafe shields for their devices that can be downloaded to help them stay away from their screens for 24 hours. I'm not sure I fancy my chances of how I could cope with it, but it is a good idea. And you hear a lot of people on about these cyber detoxes that people go on. Now, one final story for you from the papers, which is to do with our love of the deli counters in petrol stations around the country. And it turns out that a chicken fillet roll is the most popular deli item. More than a fifth of people in Ireland say the chicken fillet roll is their favourite deli comfort food. And the new poll finds that many of us would travel long distances to get her chicken fillet fix. According to a survey of 1,000 adults by Circle K, over a fifth ranked the chicken fillet roll as their deli food of choice, and at least a quarter of people would travel between 2 and 5 kilometres for their favourite deli item, with a further 19% willing to travel over 5 kilometres. Like, a chicken fillet roll is grand. For me, it's a breakfast roll. 100% a breakfast roll wins out. Let me know your views on that. Tweet us at BreakfastNT. Anyway, that's our look at the morning papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.